So we saw yesterday a machlokes between, we were medayik yesterday, a difference between the Tosfos Bayas and Tosfos Niva. Even though both Tosfos Bayas and Tosfos Niva at first hands seem to be saying the same, that the dynasty of Kishtiya does not apply to Chaylev, so you're allowed to wash your hands, soap the head of Chaylev. They were only going there, it's Tosfos Tosfos, that's Kishtiya's only their bonnet, so they were only doing certain things. But nonetheless, we saw the difference between the way Tosfos presented and the way Tosfos presented. But Tosfos and Niva said that the distinction is they were only going around sharing and not other things. And that's after because on the post of Chaylev and Vassos. At least a Shemin, but not Shai Dvarim. So we're going to say that we're only going to say that Shemin. See, the Shemin is Kishti, not Tzitzit. And just by us, it's not a different distinction, that they were not going to say all areas of the Lord. They were going to say only where they had a particular reason to be going to say. They were going to have a Tshuma. And even though it's also an Esmach, going to say, even though it's a little bit hard to understand, because there is this other Esmach, so they were going to see Kishti by Tshuma. And they were going to serve it, and they were going to see Kishti by Yom Kippur, because by Yom Kippur, Sikha is an Oinik. That's the two. And Yom Kippur, let's see why we're talking Yom Kippur. Somebody else with some vaseline. So, because Tosfos in the Dolach Harbi Mutter, because they were only going to Shem and not a Shadar. According to Tosfos, as long as it's Chavonig, so they were going to see the Kishdiya by Sifcha Chavonig. There would also be opposite in Afghanistan. What if that to be Soch? I don't know what the case would be exactly, but to be Soch with Shem and of Shari Sur. So, what if that Shem and And Shemin was also with an Isser, or the case of Shemin of Shari Sur. We can't really tell because if it's Isser, unless anyway else to be Sachtus, that's the Isser, no. In the case of Shemin, that's also Bechil, but Mutuban, no, Bechim. Would be a case. Well, Tam Bigger maybe, but yeah, Hashem, it was Balu with Tam Chayil. I want to be sorted. So maybe that'll be an Akim, you know. Tosfos Bayah said they weren't going to be shy, so we're only going to be Yom Kippur. So we moved. Going to Tosfos in the door. We have to know, with Dini Tam Kikr, isn't that, you know, does it have the Chaymer of the Shemin? Since you can start Chayil, maybe the Shemin can't be more Chaymer than the Chayil, maybe it goes into Tam Kikr, the Shilist. I'm not sure it's easy to get such an afkamina in those lines. But in theory, if you come up with the case of Shemin, that's Osir Bachilo, that was the Tosfos. I think it's another afkamina as well. According to Tosfos by us, that they were asked Shsicha and Yom Kippur because it's because of the time.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
The connection's a little choppy.
That's weird. I'm right next to the Wi-Fi. Hold on. Working. You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, but it sounds, you sound very weird. I don't know. Let me know if it's if it continues to cause problems. Yeah. So according to Tosfos Be'Yos, that they were only guys there. According to Tosfos Be'Yos, that the reason why they were guys in Yom Kippur is because of Tainug. So why is Yesh Dechatot and Bereishis Mutter? Because it's not a Tainug. Tosfos Kemat speaks that apatheres. But what about according to Tosfos and Nida? That the Sicha Kishtiyo is not only on Yom Kippur. It's across the board wherever Shemen is found. Whenever you're talking about Shemen, Sicha is Kishtiyo. So it's not really limited to Yom Kippur per se. Lu Yitzur, you had Shari Surim, you had Shemen. There would also be an issur to be Soch. So then L'chayra on Yom Kippur, it should not be limited to Sicha Shel Tainug. If Sicha of Shemen is Be'etzim Kishtiyo, Sicha of Shemen would be Kishtiyo by Shari Surim also. So it shouldn't be limited to Sicha of Tainug. So if that's the case, and that's how it should be. So why is Yesh Lechatotem Bereishis Mutter? What's the head of Yesh Lechatotem Bereishis? Who cares that it's not L'tainug? But Sicha of Shemen is Kesicha B'chol HaTorah Kulo. So that Kasha, I don't know, I didn't see B'feirush, but I did see in the Goyin in Shin Chavov Yutes speaks out, according to the Mordechai, who's Chaylech and Tosfos, and holds that Sicha is Kishtiyah even by Chalev, and you're talking not allowed to use soap that's made out of Chalev. So the Goyin Taka says, why? So then Sicha is Kishtiyah not only by Tainuk. Sicha is Kishtiyah by Etzim and Kol HaTorah Kulo. So why is Yesh Lechatot Bereishis Mutter? Says the Goyin, because B'mokam Tzar goes to Rabbanan, since Sicha Kishtiyah only with Rabbanan, so B'mokam Tzar goes to Rabbanan. Nothing to Tainug. It's not that it's not Shel Tainug. It's because there's a general principle in the Rabbanans that B'mokam Tzar goes to Rabbanan. And the Rami have to say that way as well. The Ram says B'feirush that Sicha is also Ben Shel Tainug, Ben Einu Shel Tainug. And then the Ram says Yesh Techatot Nebroishi is Mutter. And the Ram holds B'feirush that Sicha is also even if it's Einu Shel Tainug. So why is there a Heter of Yesh Techatot Nebroishi? Hakocha, you have to say, because since Sicha is only Nisid Rabban and Yom Kippur, the Ram also holds that Sicha and Yom Kippur is only Nisid Rabban, at least Sicha Shein Shel Tainug is only Rabban. That's what we spoke out at the beginning of the parrot. But even though the Ram sheet is that all the Nuyim are Deraisa, but that's only Shel Tainug. But where it's because of Shvois, you have to be Shvois from Yonai Tainug. But the issue of Sicha Shel Eino Shel Tainug, that's of Ada only Nisid Rabban and Al Sicha Kishtiyah. So the Mokum Tzala goes to Rabban. So it's a big nafkamino. What if I have a Sicha that's not Shel Tainug, but it's not Tzar? There's a lot in between. There are a lot of things that are not Shel Tainug, but they're not B'mokam Tzar. L'moshel by Rechitzo. Mishiyorov Meluchloch. It's not Tzar, but it's not Shel Tainug. Or Choson, Kala rather, a Melech, Amutu by Rechitzo. It's not because B'mokam Tzar goes Rabbanon. It's because Rechitzo is only also Shel Tainug. There's a very big span between Eino Shel Tainug, and there's a big in-between between Tainug on the one hand and Tzar on the other. So that'll be an afkamina between the two Tosfos, and according to Tosfos Be'Yos, that the heter chatot nebereishis is because they only assert sicha shel tainug. So it's like rechitza. And in fact, Tosfos puts together sicha. And in the Loshon of Tosfos combines the heter of sicha that's not shel tainug, chatot nebereishis, and the heter of rechitza that's ene shel tainug, namely yodov melechokas betit, and so on. So any sicha that's not shel tainug, according to Tosfos, will be mutter. Because they only assert sicha yom kippur as the union of tainug. If it's not shel tainug, then it's mutter. Now, Shankin, according to Tosfos in Nido, that will be that sicha of shemen is kirich is kesicha and kol HaTorah Kulo. So then the chayr is not limited to sicha shel tainug. If sicha shemen is also in kol HaTorah Kulo because it's kishti, why should it be limited to sicha shel tainug? That'll be more like the Yerushalmi that sicha is also even if it's ainu shel tainug. I chatot nebereishis. We have to say that's only when it's tzar. But mokum tzar goes rabbanon. But if it's not shel tzar, but it's not shel tainug either, so that'll be also according to Taisus and Nida. And according to the Mordechai, for that matter, as the Goyin speaks out, according to Tosfos Be'Yos, it'll be mutter. So that I thought was another nafkamina between the Tosfos. and let it go through the Brisker Rav a little bit. The Brisker Rav in the letter, in the back of the Sefer, in the letter of Chatzkel Abramsky. So the Brisker Rav has a dik in the Rambam. Taisus Shittas of Taisus, as we already saw, is that the din of Sicha Keshti is only in the Rabbanon, but Tovei B'mayim B'kibbe V'Hashem V'Batzmoisev is only in Asmachta. Taisus and Bedaik, that from the Lashon of the Mishnah Shabbos, Alpha Mishnah Raya, Dover Zechel Dover. And the Pasuk, from which the Gemara also learns that Sicha Keshti, the Pasuk of Elo Yechalu, as Shem Kotshi, L'Rabbi Sassach, Pasuk in Emor, that's the Gemara in Nidol Amid Beis, the Gemara brought two Mekorim for Sicha Keshti, by being Soch on a child whose tummy. The Issa to be Soch Truma and a child whose tummy. So the Gemara really says that number one, that this din of Elo Yechalu, L'Rabbi Sassach, and Inami, because it says V'Tovei B'mayim B'kibbe V'Hashem Ed Batzmoisev. So Taisa says, since V'Tovei B'mayim B'kibbe is an Asmachta, so Lo Yechalu must also be an Asmachta. That's Shittas Rambam, everything is an Asmachta. The Rambam, the Brisgov is Medayik on the one hand, that the Rambam is Mashma, that the din of Sicha Keshti is a din, the Eraiso, Lo Yechalu is a Drosh Gemura. The Rambam, Perek Yud, of Hilchas Trumais, the Rambam brings that if a person was Soch with Truma, is Chayev Keren V'Chaymish, because it says in Pasuk V'Lo Yechalu, and from V'Lo Yechalu, Ramabe L'Rabbis Tzasoch. The Ram is not, does not say that it's only Din D'Rabbanon, or that it's only Keren V'Chaymish Din D'Rabbanon. Avada, Shtimas Divei Ramam is Mashmer clearly, that that's a Din D'Eraisa, but Yechayev Keren, that Pasuk V'Lo Yechalu, is talking about Keren V'Chaymish. Look in Pashat Emor, the Pasuk V'Lo Yechalu is Shem Kotshi, which the Gemara says in Nidus L'Rabbis Tzasoch, the context of the Pasuk is L'Gabi L'Chiyev Keren V'Chaymish. So the Rambam there brings the Pasuk Leichalu and he says L'Rabbi Sassach. So it's clear in that Rambam that it's a din d'Eraisa that Sichas Kishtiyah. Likewise, the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Trumais, all these Rambams are Kedai to see inside. The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Trumais, the Rambam starts the Perek that the Truma is Nitin L'Achilo L'Shtiyah L'Sicha. It says because Sichas Kishtiyah is Bechal Achilo, and by Sicha it says V'Tovei B'mayim B'kibbe V'Hashem B'Atzmoisov, that Sichas Kishtiyah. The fact that Ram is also Mashma to Din D'Eraisa, the Ram doesn't say it's a Din D'Rabbanon, Shuma is Nitan for Achilo, for Shtiyah, and for Sicha, because of the Din of Atovai, because of the Pasuk of Atovai, B'mayim B'kivay V'chashem B'atzmais. In other words, by Shuma, there's a Din, not allowed to be Ma'abit Shuma. Shuma is only Nitan for certain things. Not allowed to throw it, the coin's not allowed to do, use it to shine his shoes. He's allowed to do Achilo, Shtiyah, and Sicha, and only B'dov HaRoi Losuch. Achila v'dovah haroi lechel, shtiyah v'dovah haroi lishtois, and sicha v'dovah haroi losuch. You're not allowed, for example, even a kohen tohar is not allowed to take yayin v'chaymetz of truma and use it for sicha, because it's not a dovah haroi losuch. So it doesn't go into the heter what truma is designated for. It's designated for achila, shtiyah, and sicha, zok deramim, because it says v'tovah b'mayim b'kibbe v'chashem en batzmaisu. Again, it's mashmet shadrosh gemur deraisa that sicha is kishtiyah. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, said the Biskov says, if you look at the Rambam in the earlier Prokim, the Seder Advarim of the Rambam is that in the earlier Prokim, Perek Vov and Perek Zayin, the Rambam talks about the Isser for a Zar to eat Truma. And that if he eats Truma, he's Chayim Misubish, there's a Lav, the Chazar Lo Yechel Kodesh, and it's Chayim Misubish Shemayim. And there's an Isser for an Oral to eat Truma, and I think he's also Chayim Misubish Shemayim, not positive. And there's an Isser for a Tomei, a Kohen Tomek di Truma, also Chayim Misabedei Shemayim. So that's all Perek Vov and Perek Zayin of Hilchas Trumas. In those Prokim, the Ram does not mention Sikha at all. The Ram talks about Achil and Shtil. If a Kohen is each, if a Zayr eats Truma or drinks Truma, so he's Chayim Misa. He's over 11, he's Chayim Misa. But there's not a word there about Sikha. Yeah, only when he gets to Perek Yud about the Dinam of Keren V'Chaymish, so there the Ram says, as we said, that there's a din of Leichalu, that if a Zari is Truma, he's Chayev Keren V'Chaymish. And in Perek Yud Aleph, when he talks about what Truma is supposed to be used for, the dinim of the Truma itself, what it's designated for, what you're allowed to do with it. So the Ram says it's Nitin for Achila, Shtiyah, and Sicha. And the Ram brings the halacha that if a Kohen is Soch B'Truma, so Ben Bito Yisrael is Misagalboy. That he can then, it's Mischalo, and then he could put it on his grandson, who's a Yisrael. Which, from which we could infer that ordinarily not allowed to be soch Yisrael with Azar with Truma, only in the case where it was mischalal, that's the Gemara in Krisus, the Zayin, only where the Truma was mischalal because the Kohen, the grandfather, was already soch, so then you're allowed to be soch on Azar. So again, there's no remez that we're talking about the Rabbanans in the Ram. So the Ram does bring the halacha that you're not allowed to be soch Truma on Azar. But he brings it in a strange place. He doesn't bring it in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin, where he's talking about the lav of Zoros, the lav and the Chiv Misa of Zoros. There he only talks about Achil and Shtiyah. So only when he gets to Perek Yud by Karen Rechaimah, she says the Din of Lo Yechalu L'Rabbi Sassoch. And in Perek Yud Aleph, when he talks about what you're supposed to do with Truma, he says what you're supposed to do with it is Achil and Shtiyah and Sicha, Achil, if it's a Dov Aroi Losoch. And there he also brings the halacha that you can't be soch on Yisrael unless the claim was soch first, so then it was mischal. So on the one hand, it's clear in the Rambam that this is a din deraisa, sicha kishtiyah is a din deraisa, and it's taka osur and azar, unless the claim was soch first, so then it was mischal. But on the other hand, the Rambam doesn't bring it where you expect him to bring it in the lav of Zoros, in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin. He brings it rather only when he's talking about the dinim of the chefs of truma, the din of keren mechaimish, and then in Perek Yud Aleph by which is the perek which is devoted to what are you supposed to do with truma. So the Pskov explains that the emes when it comes to the lav of chozal yechel kodesh, the lav of achilas truma, sicha is not an achila. The ma'isa sicha is not a ma'isa achila. And if the Torah said, if when you talk about the Isser, we'll use the terminology, the Isser and the Gavra, meaning the lav of Lo Yoichal, Chazal Lo Yoichal, the Isser Achil and Torah, which is the lav on the person, that you're not allowed to eat something that has Kedushas Truma. So there it says Lo Yoichal, and there's no din over there of Sicha Kishtiyah. So that's only Achila, Achil and Shtiyah. On the other hand, the din of Sicha Kishtiyah, where it was said, were on the halachas that come out from the chefs of the truma itself and what has to be done with it. Because the truma has halachas. What are you allowed to do with the truma? So it's what is it given for? The Torah said there's a mitzvah to be mafish truma, to give it to a kohen in order that he be eichel dovah shadavah shadak elechel losuch dovah shadak losuch and so on. So there this tak halacha midiraisa that sichas kishtiyot. Mitzad the chefs of the truma, that's what has to be done with it. And the Rambam holds that then also creates isurim, that you're not, that anything that if it's supposed to be given to the kohen for achilas shtiyah and sicha, then mimela mitzad the dinim of the truma, you're not allowed to give it to a zar, because then you're being mevatel what you're supposed to be doing with the truma. The din of the truma is that it has to be nitin l'kayin l'sicha or achilas shtiyah. And if instead I give it to a zar, so I'm not doing with the truma what the chefs of truma, I'm, I don't know if it's an essay, I'm not sure if it's an essay. The Pskov later brings a Yerushalmi that is an essay. There's some kind of iser essay to take truma, which you're supposed to give to a kohen for achilas shtiyah and sicha, and to have a zor bisach with it. But it's not the lav or the chiyuv misa b'nei shemayim or the chazal or yechel kodesh. Rather, it's the dinim of the chefs of the truma that mitzvah's truma is to be nitin to kohanim for x, y, and z, achilas shtiyah and sicha. And that means to the kohanim, and if you don't give it to a kohen, if you give it to a zar, and the zar is sach with it, so then you're mevat the lav. So that's also mitzad that you, what the Pskov calls mitzad the chefs of the truma. Later on, he brings the Yerushalmi which he interprets the Yerushalmi to mean this halacha, and the Yerushalmi calls it an essay. So Mimela, he says that's the Shita Zeraman, that the din of Sicha Kishtiyah is halacha, is not halacha in the Gavra. In the Isser Achila of the Gavra, as far as that's concerned, Achila means Achila and nothing else. And Shtiyah means Shtiyah and nothing else. But Mitzad, the dinim of the Chefts of the Truma, that's where we have a locha of Sicha Kishtiyah. And that's learned out from these psukim of Belo Yechalulu by Karen V'chaymish and V'tove B'mayi B'kivi V'chashem and B'atzmaisov. Because Karen V'chaymish, he says, the din Karen V'chaymish comes not from the Isser Gavra, it's a Chiddush all by itself. That when a zar eats truma, he's chayev keren v'chaimish. That halacha is not neveya from the iser zoros that he violated the iser zoros, but rather it's neveya from the dinim of the truma. Since the din of the truma is that it has to be nechal to a kohen, it's nitin l'kehanim. So if a zar takes it and eats it, so he's depriving it from the kehanim. So he has to make a restitution. He has to give new truma to the kehanim keren, and the keren becomes truma, and you have to be leisiv chaimish. So that halacha that if a zar eats it, he has to pay keren v'chaimish, that's halacha mitzad the fact that he's diverting the truma from what it's nitin to do. So that's also halacha mitzad the chefs of the truma, and it's there that we say achilas kishtiyah. Meili says, Znicha, The Gemara need Taisus Kash and the Gemara Nida. Taisus asked the Gemara Nida. The Gemara by Tupsukim. But it's talking about, remember, the Gemara Nida is talking about being Soch Shemen and a child who's Tomei. A Kayan. A Bas Kayan. She's Tomei. I'm being Socher with the, I want to be Socher with Shemen Shultuma, so I'm not allowed. So if she's Tomei. So, and the Gemara brings Tupsukim. Velo Yechalu. L'Rav is a Soch. And Veoid, because it says, Vatomei B'mayim B'kirbei B'chashem and Bas Mais. So Taisus asked, is only in Asmachta. You see in the Mishnah Shabbos by Yom Kippur, it's only a remez ladover. It's only a din derabana. Sicha on Yom Kippur is only an issa derabana. At least the sicha sheinu shaltainik for sure, even according to Ram. Like you see, there's a heter chatotim. Vatovah b'mayim b'kibay in Yom Kippur is only a din derabana. The loshon of the Mishnah is afav b'shein rayel dover zechel dover. Taisus, that's a loshon of a derabana. You see, there's a heter mishiyesh the chatotim roish. It's only a din derabana. So Vatovah b'mayim is only an asmachta. So why is the Gemara bringing an asmachta if it had a posuk, a better posuk, a posuk deraisa of v'lo yichalalu? So what did Taisus answer? Taisus and Nido? You guys sound terrible. I sound to you the way you sound to me.
No, no.
You sound like Darth Vader or something. Okay. I don't know what's going on over here. Maybe the Wi-Fi here is too good. I'm right next to the Wi-Fi. Later there. It's not my house. But in any event, I assume what you were saying is that Taisus answers it's all in Asmachta, but Lo Yechal is also in Asmachta. But we know the Rambam holds not the way. The Rambam holds Lo Yechal is a Drosha Gemura. The Rambam brings the Din of Karen V'Chaimish as a Drosha Gemura. And all the Dikum, the Rambam, it's Mashma, the Rambam, Kaseda, then it's a Drosha Gemura. So then you have Taisus Kasha. So then if you have a Drosha Gemura, why are you bringing Vatove B'mayim B'Kibbe? That's only a Zefer Dover, it's only an Asmachta. Says the Biskrob, no, Vatove B'mayim B'Kibbe is also Drosha Gemura. The Rambam brought Vatove B'mayim B'Kibbe in Perek Yud Aleph Truma. Truma, so when the Rambam says that Truma is nitin l'kehanim l'achilu shtiyu l'sicha, and he brings the pasuk v'tovei b'mayim b'kibbeh v'chashem et batz meisel. So v'tovei b'mayim b'kibbeh is also drashig gemura deraisa. I, the Mishnah Shabbos, calls it a zeich l'dover, and Yom Kippur is a zeich l'dover, because Yom Kippur we're talking about isuri gavra, isuri achilu, that's only a zeich l'dover. But when we're talking about what Truma is nitin for, then it's a din deraisa that v'tovei b'mayim b'kibbeh v'chashem et batz meisel. It's not a smacht at all. So both psukim are psukim deraisa. I thought to be Moisif, because the Emes is a deacon Rama. The Gemara had two psukim. Vatovei b'mayim b'kibbeh v'chashem. The Gemara need has two psukim. It has v'lo yichalu l'rabba sasoch, and it brings the pasuk of Vatovei b'mayim b'kibbeh v'chashem and batz meisel. The Rambam brings those two psukim, but he separates them. In Perek Yud, when the Rambam is talking about dinei keren v'chaimish, that if you soch a zaris soch with chuma is chayiv keren v'chaimish, so there the Rambam brings the pasuk of lo yichalu l'rabbis sasoch. In Perek Yud Aleph, when he says that chuma is nitin l'kayhanim for achila and for sicha and for shtiyo, he brings the pasuk of atovei b'mayim b'kibay v'chashem and batz meisel. So even if Biskrov is right that they're both drashas deraisa, that's certainly how it sounds like in the Rambam, they're both dinim deraisa, and that's why it's okay the Gemara brings both. Because it's not like a real pasuk followed by an esmachta. They're both real psukim, and they're both real drashas. But at the end of the day, so when the Gemara itself is not stressed, why do you need both? Maybe it's like inami. You have just this drasha, or if you want, you have another drasha. But why is the Ram mechalik the drashas? The Ram brings v'lo yichalu for keren v'chaimish, and the Ram brings atolav b'mayim b'kibbeh when he talks about that the shum is nitin l'kehanim for is nitin l'kehanim for sich. So what's the pshat? So I think the pshat is like this: avada the ikka drasha is v'lo yichalu. Because Vatovei B'mayim B'kibbeh is a pasuk in Tilim. We want a pasuk in Chumash. The Ikad Drosha Deraisa is for Lo Yechalu, which says by Keren V'chaimish. And that Drosha says, L'Rabbis Zasoch, that there's a Chi of Keren V'chaimish V'sich. But what Vatovei B'mayim B'kibbeh tells me is that it's not Exeris HaKosov B'alma. In other words, I might have thought, L'Rabbis Zasoch, it's Exeris HaKosov B'alma, that a Soch, the Zayu Soch, Shemen Shel Truma, is Chai of Keren V'chaimish. But that doesn't tell Nakasicha Kishtiya. Stam exeris a kosov. There's a chi of keren v'chaimish v'soch. But that wouldn't mean that a kohen is allowed to be soch with the shemen shel truma. A kohen Torah is allowed and supposed to be soch with shemen shel truma. Truma is nitin for achilu v'shtiya. Maybe it's not nitin for sicha. A zar is soch is exeris a kosov is chay of keren v'chaimish. But maybe a kohen is not supposed to be soch with it either. Maybe what truma is designated for is for achilu v'shtiya. So it says the pasuk. So it says the Gemara. No, it's since there's a concept of atovay by mayim bekibi v'chashem and batzmoisov. It's a pasuk in Tilum, but it's a megala. There's a musug of v'chashem and batzmoisov. So that's megala that there. When the Torah said there's a chiyuv karen v'rabis asoch, then it says v'leyachalu that there's a chiyuv karen v'schaimish for being soch. It's not stomach zeres akosov. The pshat is because sichas grabi the cheftz of truman. What it's meyud for sichas kishtiyo, and it's given over for the kehanim to be soch. And since it's given to the kehanim to be soch, so if a zar is soch, then he's chayav karen v'chaimish because he's usurping what the kohen is supposed to do with what's supposed to be the kohen does with the truma. So atovay b'mayim bekibui is like the time of the krua of the drosha v'leyachalu. So mainly the Rambam is very meduik. When the Rambam is talking about karen v'chaimish mamish. So why should you bring Matov of Mayim Bekibay? It's a pasuk v'leichal l'rabbis asoch. I don't need anything further. It says, so to speak, beferish in pasuk l'rabbis asoch by the pasuk of Karen v'chaimish. It says a ribi v'soch. But then the Rambam Perek Yudalef, the next Perek explains that that's not stam gzeres hakosuv. That has a halot. That has a svar behind it. There's a time of the krua, namely Matov of Mayim Bekibay v'chashem et batzmoisav. Mainly it applies not only to Karen v'chaimish, but it applies also to what the kohen is allowed to do with the truma. He's allowed to be soch. Tosis holds that Sicha Kishtiya is entirely a Darabana. Tosis does not seem to have this distinction that Briskov is making the Rama between Karen V'chaimish on the one hand and Tosis says the whole drosh is an Asmachta, V'leichalul Rabbis Asoch is an Asmachta, which is the Pasuk by Karen V'chaimish. It's only an Asmachta by Karen V'chaimish, and it's an Asmachta, the whole din and nidus, everything's an Asmachta. According to Tosis, Sicha's Kishtiya, it's all an Asmachta. Tosis not Mechalik. Between the din of Karen v'chaimish or what Elzarit, he doesn't have it. Sicha kishtiya is the rabbanon across the board. That's what's mashma from Tosfos. L'fi Tosfos, how do we know taka that a kohen tahor is allowed to be soch b'shem and shel truma? After all, the Torah says that truma is into the kohen of frechila v'shtiya. And you're not allowed, there's halacha by truma that you're not allowed to throw it out to waste. You're not allowed to be ma'abed in the mishmeres truma site. You have to, truma needs mishmeres, you're not allowed to throw it down in the garbage. So, according to Tosfos, where does it say in Torah that truma is nitin for sikh at all? The Rambam says, that's the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph. Truma is nitin l'kehanim l'achilu l'shtiyu l'sikha. And he brings the pasuk v'tovei b'mayim bekibui. That's one of the Rambams where you see clearly the Rambam learned that sicha kishti is a din deraisa, and that's what allows a kohen tahor to be soch b'shem and shel truma. Why is he allowed to be soch b'shem and shel truma? Why is that called that he's me'abed the shem and shel truma? A yayin v'chaimitz, you're not allowed to be soch, and a kohen tahor is not allowed to be soch because it's not nitin l'sicha. So you're just being me'abed it. So why isn't that always the case? Every time you take Shem and Shel Truma and you soch, according to Tosfos, what's the heter? Why isn't that called? You're being ma'abed the Shem and Shel Truma. Where does it say in Torah the heter for the kohen to be soch for Shem and Shel Truma? So that could be there's another mocha. That was bothering me. It could be, though, that has a different mocha. Because the Pesachim himself later brings the Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi busy with? But the Yerushalmi has a drosha. Yerushalmi says that it says by Meister Sheni, "V'leinasati mimenu lumeis." So the Yerushalmi is medayik. What exactly is it that the meis is going to do with the truma or the Meister Sheni? Now that it says by reading Meister, you say "V'leinasati mimenu lumeis." I didn't give the Meister to a meis. What exactly, if you had given it to a meis, what would he have done with it? Eat it. Meis can't eat anything. So what would you have done with the meis? You would have been soch. You would have been soch the mace with the shemen. So it's mashman the pasuk le'nasati mimenu le'mace, but to achai could be soch with the shemen. So the Briskerov brings that Yerushalmi for his purposes. because it's mashman the Yerushalmi, the way he brings the goyin, the way the goyin learned up the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is explaining what's the iser for a zor to be soch with ma'aser sheni. So it brings this possible in Esati Memenu Lemeis that you see that it's nitten to a koyin to be soch. So it says to Brisker, oh, fine, it says it's nitten to a koyin, but where did it say that it's also to a zar? Oh, you must see, must be. You see his side that whatever it's nitten to the koyin for is also to a zar. And that's his mahalach in the Rambam, that there's that anything that it's nitten to the koyin for, it's also to zar. It's like a iser asay. That I don't know that Tosfos holds. Tosfos holds that if a zar is soch b'shem and shel truma, it's only an iser d'rabbanan. So Tosfos doesn't have this notion that if it's nitten for the kahanim, so it must be an iser to the to a zar. That Tosfos doesn't have. It's also b'achil l'zar. The sikh is not also l'zar. But this much, it still says in Yerushalmi that it says in Pasuk v'lein esatim imenu l'meis that you're allowed to be socha chai with ma'aser sheni. You're not allowed to be ma'abed ma'aser sheni. You're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni only for achil l'shti and sikh. That's, I think, also Mishtayis. That you're not allowed to be Ma'aser Sheni for other tzrochim. Ma'aser Sheni has to be used for Achil L'Shti and Sicha. Where does it say Sicha? In this pasuk of Lenas Atam Yemenu L'meis. So that, even according to Tosfos, could be a raya that Truma is Nitin L'Sicha. But Tosfos holds, just because a Kohen is allowed to be Soch, that doesn't mean that a Zor is not allowed to be Soch. It says that it's Nitin L'Sicha. Lenas Atam Yemenu is Nitin L'Sicha. And my Ma'aser Sheni is taka lav to be used for anything else except what it's Nitin for. But by truma, this is zar by truma. The Torah says by achila mechatesa. This is your sicha by a zar. Again, it's not so possible to me because the fit says that the isis sichel to a zar is only the rabbanon. Why isn't it called to be ma'abedit? There's an isis mishmeres. There's an isis mishmeres. Not allowed to be ma'abed truma. How can Tosfos say? I'm asking a kasha. How can Tosfos holds that the iser sicha to a zar is only the siddur rabbanon? And Tosfos says therefore that when a kohen is soch b'shem and shel truma, ben bita yisrael is masagel b'vene cheshes. Tosfos says that it's only the siddur rabbanon that's at stake. Yesterday we talked about what's the pshat in Tosfos, what's place is being done, what is he asking? Is he being a raya? Is he solving a kasha? But it says b'feresh in Tosfos that when the ben bita yisrael is masagel b'vene, since sicha is only kishtiyam yidur rabbanon. So what's at stake is only Nisidur Rabbanon. So I explained, Tosfos means, the way I explained Tosfos yesterday is, it's really only Mischal Midur Rabbanon. But Achil Midur Rabbanon helps for an Isidur Rabbanon. But Akal Panim, Tosfos is beferish, that the Isidur Sichel Azorim is only a Rabbanon, because Vatavah B'mah Mekib is only in Asmachto, Sichel Azorim is only in Isidur Rabbanon. So the Chayr, Kana Ben Shoyel, how can it be in Isidur, why is it only in Isidur Rabbanon? Fine, there's no Isidur Zoros per se, but it's Holy Chayibud. You take the shem and you put it in a zar. Isn't that the same as being ma'abedit? So any of that? I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's better than being ma'abedit. Not going li'ibud. Somebody's getting benefit from it. I is a zar, but there's no it's a zar, it's a sicha. Maybe. It seems a little bit strange. So I don't know what to do with that. I don't know. Akapanim. Akaponim, the Briskerov learns in the Rambam that in a chenami, that's exactly the point. Since it's nitin l'kehanim, so if it's nitin l'kehanim for sicha, so mele it's also lazar b'sicha. It's also lazar because it's nitin l'kehanim for sicha, and mele it's also lazar and there's a chiyuv karen v'chaimish. Even in the Rambam, it bothered me a little bit. In other words, the Rambam, I understand the Rambam has the din of atovah b'mayim b'kibbo sicha kishtiya for two things. He has it for karen v'chaimish. So I understand. I need a pasuk. Without a pasuk, there'll be no chiyuv karen v'chaimish. And he has it for the fact that a kohen is allowed to be soch with it. That it should be perik yud aleph haktruma nitin l'kehanim l'achil l'shti l'sicha because sicha is kishtiya. So there also, and he brings the pasuk of atovah b'mayim b'kibbo. So I understand. I need a pasuk. Without a pasuk, a kohen we're not allowed to be soch. But the Gemara in Nidah, Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara that Tosfos talks about, the Gemara brings these psukim of Elo Yechalu and Vatovah B'mayim B'kirboi to explain why you're not allowed to be soch truma on a kohen who's tamei. A child, a baby kohen who's tamei, you're not allowed to be socher with truma. You have to be toivler. She was pierced in Nidah. You have to be toivler. Otherwise, you can't be socher with shem and shell truma. And the Gemara brings these psukim, Vatovah B'mayim B'kirboi, and V'lo Yechalu, B'kirboi, V'lo Yechalu. Chayre, why don't you psukim? You're being ma'abed the truma. It's an isur ibud. You're taking truma and you're not giving it to a kohen tor. You're giving it to, you're being ma'abed it. Why does that need a din of sicha kishtiyah? Isn't it a ibud? But that I think is not shver at all. If there would be no din of sicha kishtiyah, then it's not a ibud. Because she's a kohen. A kohen, tamei, is not allowed to eat truma. Because that's a din in posuk. A kohen, tamei, is not allowed to eat truma. But it doesn't mean that it's not matnas kuna for a kohen tamei also. The mushal, truma tmeya, what's the name of truma tmeya? Truma tmeya is Darth Vader, somebody. What's the name of truma tmeya? I don't know. Truma tmeya is a strafer. But you're allowed to be nana from the strafer. A kohen, you're allowed to be nana from Shalafi. Shalafi's allowed to be nana, but a kohen for sure. So what if the kohen is tummy? He's allowed to be nana from shayf, from shayfa, shem, and truma. Avadiya. That's not called the shaylich leibud. That's what it's nikna for. If sikha would not be kishtiya, so if you took shem and shil truma, I don't know, that maybe that wouldn't be called the shaylich leibud. The kohen is using it. But now that it says that it's kishtiya, so it's kishtiya. So if it's kishtiya, a kohen tamei is not allowed to be shaysa truma tamei. Maybe that also goes into the din of a tavei b'mayim b'kibbutz of leichalu l'rabbis sasoch. That sichas kishtiya. Maybe that's why you need both psukim also. You can't just bring the pasuk of leichalu. It says it's a chiyuv keren v'chaimish, but I don't know that it's al shaysa. But since it also says Atava B'mayim B'kibbutz, so it says that the Chiyuv Keren V'chaimish is because Sichas Kishtiyo. If Sichas Kishtiyo, then it's Nitin only to a Kohen who's Tor. It's not Nitin to a Kohen Tomei for Shtiyo. So if it's not Nitin to a Kohen Tomei for Shtiyo, then it's not Nitin to a Kohen Tomei for Sich either. Anyway, Mikitzer, comes out from the Biskirov that there's two Mahalchim here in Rishonim, the Rama versus Tosfos. Tosfos learns that Vatobe Mamaya Mikibay, the holding of Sicha Kishtiya, is a din derabanan across the board. And if a Zar is Soch B'Shem and Shultruma, it's only this a derabanan, Minatayri is not violating any Yisr. Ad Kedekach, the Tosfos is busy with the Gemara, and increases Kayin Shesoch B'Shem and Shultruma, Ben Bita Yisrael, Misagalbe Vein Echashish. What's the issue? Sikh is only a midrabanan. So what's the issue with the enikul being sok b'shem and shul truma? Why is that even an issue? It's only this. Says it's only issur derabanan takan. What's at stake? There's only issur derabanan. Min atayr. There's no issur at stake because the zar is mutter to be sok b'shem and shul truma. Sikh is not kishtiya. Yeah. So we had this aura which the Biskop does not talk about, but I was what we spoke about. Lefi Tosfos, how do I even know that a kohen is allowed to be sok b'shem and shul truma? Maybe that's called that it's hoylich leibud. So he said, no, there's a pasuk in the Satim Enol Emes. There is a gilui that the kohen is allowed to be soch with the truma. It is nitin for sicha, but the issur zoris is only the rabbana. Yeah, I had ha'ara l'chayr it's haylich leibud. L'chayr that's still called haylich leibud. So what happened to mishmeres? The kohen is only nitin l'kehanim because in the Satim Enol Emes the truma is only nitin l'kehanim, and it's nitin them for sicha achilas ti and sicha. So if a zar esach the ben bita yisrael is misagel with the shemen lechayra, forget this is zaris, but it's haylich leibud. So why isn't there a problem with mishmeres? Later, that's not so clear to me. Maybe it's not called the Tzarelech Liyibud because the Kain was already Sochutet, so he's not more Tzarelech Liyibud than if the Danikul wasn't Misagal. But I don't know. It's Sochim. I'm leaving that as an open question a little bit. Why Lefi Tosis is this Ben Bita Misagal by Ben Bita Yisrael Misagal by Ben Echoshish? Tosis says only to say Drabonon. Kasich is still only with Drabonon. But why is it worse than being Ma'abed to the Shema? Than being Ma'abed Shema? So let's just leave it as an open question. Yes, Lod and Vadova, I don't know if it's the worst question in the world, but that's an issue. That's in Shitas HaTosis. Shitas HaRambam, the way they describe it, is Ma'as by the Rambam. Is that it's choluk. The choluk, kecholin again, the dinim of the trum itself. So that's the loch of lay chalu, the zechi of karen v'chaimish. And from there we extrapolate a principle of atomic, but mind bekir by the tzichas kishtio, that trum is nitin l'kaihanim for achilishti and tzicho. That's a din deraisa. And the Rama Shita is that implies an issa zoros as well. Because once it's nitin to the kaihanim for tzicho, then that makes an issa zoros of tzicho. But not a lav in a chiyuv miso. But it's more like what the Yerushalmi calls an essay. That's an essay. You're supposed to give it to the truma. The din of the truma is to be given to a kayin. And therefore, if you give it to a zar, you're not doing what the truma is supposed to be. You're not doing with the truma what you're supposed to do with the truma. So you're mevatel a mitzvah satruma. So it's an iser. And that's the iser of ben bita kol ben bita yisrael. That when you put shem and shel truma and ben bita yisrael, so it's an iser. Except that it's yotzei lechulin. But if not for the fact that it was Yotzei Lechulin because the grandfather was already Soch, then there would be an Isser Deraisin being Soch the grandchild, not a lav, but it would be an Isser of not doing with the Truma what the Truma is nitten for. But that's as far as, but that's only in regard to the dinim of the Truma itself. That's because that's when that from Lo Yechalalu with the time of the Krov of Atome B'mayim B'kirvay. But the Negea, this Gavra of Achilas Truma, which is Balav and Misa B'nei Shemayim, there's no din of Sicha Kishti at all. And that's why the Rav in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin, when he talks about the Suri Gavra of Oral and Zar and Tomei, the Rav doesn't say a word over there about Sicha Kishtiyah. It's only when he gets to Perek Yud, which is Karen V'chaimish, when he gets to Perek Yud Aleph, which is Dina Yatruma and what it's Nitan for, there the Rav says the Din of Karen of Lo Yechal Rav Sasoch, and he brings the Pasuk of Perek of Tomei B'mayim B'kibboi, that Truma is Nitan L'Kehanim for Sicha, and there he brings the Din of Ben Bita Yisrael Misagal by Ben Echashish. All of those halachas are in Perek Yud and Perek Yud Aleph, and he's talking about Dinei HaTrumah. Because there is that halach of Sicha Kishtiyah. But in the halachas of Dinei HaGavra, so there is Sicha Kishtiyah is only the Rabbanon, says the Biskrob. So that's why in Yom Kippur it's only the Rabbanon. Because Yom Kippur is not, first of all, it's not Trumah altogether. And it's also, it's in Issa Gavra. Yesh Lodun, you know, Philip Biskrob, the way the Biskrob is taken the Rambam, in the Issa Chefts of Trumah, we say Sicha Kishtiyah. In the Issa Gavra, we don't say it. Is this like a kol Torah kula distinction between Issa Gavra and Issa Chefza? That by all Issa Chefza you say Sichas Kishtiyo, but by Issa Gavra you don't say Sichas Kishtiyo? Or it's a halach in Truma in particular, that by Truma there's a gilui that Sichas Kishtiyo, but only Lagabi the Dinei HaTruma Atzma. But in Lagabi, because they're by Karen V'chaymish, it says, well, Yechalo in the time of the cross because Vatova B'mayim B'kirbay. So in the Dinei HaTruma, it's Dinei Sichas Kishtiyo, it's Nitin L'Sicha, and it's not Nitin for anything else. But in the rest of kol Torah kula, Sichas not Kishtiyo. It's not as this a chefsa versus this a gavra. It's the din truma is that sichas kishtiyo, what the truma is nitten for. But for the yisurei gavra and for the rest of the Torah in b'chal yisurei chefsa and kol haTorah kula, let's say there's also no din of sichas kishtiyo. I know what would be enough. I mean, I'd be more inclined to say that way. There's not a chefsa gavra distinction. It's a distinction between yisurei. It's a distinction between where I have a pasuk of leyichalu and where I don't have a pasuk of leyichalu. The pasuk of leyichalu is said by Karen v'chaimish by din truma. So it's megala v'tovei b'mayi b'kirbei v'chashem v'atzmoisei v'tzichis kishtiyo l'gabi dinei ha'tshuma. But l'gabi iser gavra of zag lo yoichal, and for the rest of Taryag Mitzvahs for that matter, there's no gili, and over there sichis not kishtiyo, including Yom Kippur. That's what I would be more inclined to say. The Biskrov does bring a lashon the Rambam, and Hilchas Meiser, where the Rambam has a lashon that sichis kishtiyo b'chol mokim. B'chol mokim sounds like b'chol mokim. What do you mean b'chol mokim? So the Biskrov says b'chol mokem in sadinei achefza. So again, I'm not sure there's nafkamina. So you have to find the case of sicha kishtiyah and some iser chefza that's in shari suri Torah. I don't know that that's going to be so readily forthcoming. Maybe there's no such thing, no such case. Kach lekach, the Biskrov says therefore by Yom Kippur, by Tovei, by Mayim, by Kippur, he's talking only the Rabbanon, like the pastors of the Mishnah. because Yom Kippur is in the Segavra, there's nothing to do with Karen V'chaymish of Tumah. And Memelin Yom Kippur, Sichas Taka only in the Siddur Rabbanon. And I would add, the Biskov doesn't add this, but it's Muchuch L'chayr from the Din of Yesh Techatotim B'Roshe. The Rabbi passing that Sichas also even Sichas She'en Shaltainim. And yet Chatot Nebereishi is mutter. What's the head of Chatot Nebereishi? If Sichas She'en Shaltainim is also, so what's the head of Chatot Nebereishi? Akochach, like the Goyin said in the Mordechai, that it's because B'mokam Tzali goes to Rabbanon. Well, B'mokam Tzali goes to Rabbanon, you can only say in Yisurim the Rabbanon. But if Sichu B'Kishtimi Deraisa, so what would be the head of Tzar? There's no head of Tzar by Yisurim Deraisa. So Sakam Muchuch in the Ramu also, that Vatome B'mai B'kiba Yanyim Kippur is only a din de Rabbanon. That plugs into something that we said at the beginning of the perek, which is that there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam passes that Sichah is also ben Shaltainik, ben She'en Shaltainik, and it's based on a Yerushalmi. The Rambam in Hilchas Tisha B'Av says that Sichah is only also Shaltainuk. So that by itself is not a steer. The Yerushalmi says beferish that distinction. That in Yom Kippur, Sichah is also ben Shaltainik, ben She'en Shaltainik, but by Tisha B'Av it's only also a Sichah Shaltainuk. But the Rambam says that Tisha B'Av is also a Sichah Shaltainuk and other Inuyim, Kimei B'Yom HaKippur. It's not going to be Yom HaKippur. You see, it's only also Sichah Shel Tainu. The answer is, Sichah Shel Tainu, it's also in Yom Kippur, Midei Raisa. Remember, the Ramos, all the Nui Midei Raisa, El Shabbos Shabbosin, is only Sichah Shel Tainu, just like Rechitza Shel Tainu. Because Shabbos Shabbosin means to be Menei from Yoni Tainu. So Sichah Shel Tainu is also Midei Raisa, because it's an Indian of Tainu. But Sichah She'ena Shel Tainu, that's only also Al Sichah Kishtiyo, Vatome B'mai Mekirboi. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos. That's the Yerushalmi that in Yom Kippur, Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug is also Osir because of the din of Sicha Kishtiyah. Because Sicha Kishtiyah has nothing to do with Tainug. It's Kishtiyah. But that's only a din de Rabbanah. Because in the din of Gavra, Sicha Kishtiyah is only mid Rabbanon. But Makam Salah goes Rabbanon. Tisha B'Av has the din of the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, but only the Inuyim that are derais in Yom Kippur. So Sicha Shel Tainug, which on Yom Kippur is a deraisa, you have on Tisha B'Av as well. So that's the Kamei B'Yom HaKippurim. But Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug, that's not also as Tainug, that's not also as Shabbos Shabbos, that's only also as Vatome B'Mayim B'Kibboi, the Mishnah Shabbos. Afa B'Shin Raya Yudover Remez L'Dover. And that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Remez L'Dover means it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Why is it only a Din D'Rabbanan? Because even though the Ram holds Sichas Kishti is deraisa, but only Lagabi the din of Karen V'chaimish and what the Tumah is nitten for, in the din of Yachum itself, there's a din of Atovah B'Mayah B'Kibah, that's a din deraisa. That's based on V'Loyah Chalalu. But in Shari Suri Torah, Suri Gavra, even by Tumah, by the Isur Gavra of Azai Lo Yechal, Perek Vom and Perek Zayin, there's no din of deraisa of Atovah B'Mayah B'Kibah. There's these Sichas in Yachum, you don't violate the law. Their Sichas is not Kishti of deraisa. So Yom Kippur, which is an Isur Gavra, and Chal has nothing to do with Tumah. So that's there. Sichah Kishti is only the Rabbanon, but there is an Issa Rabbanon. That's still a Mishnah Shabbos. So Tovei B'Mayim Kibay. You're still telling me this is the Rabbanon that's based on a Tovei B'Mayim Kibay. But that's the Rabbanon Dikyaser. And that you don't have on Tisha B'Av. And B'Mokam Tzar Le'Gosu Rabbanon. And the Fidah Ramam, this I think we also said earlier. We said at some point the Fidah Ramam is also Nichah Taisus Kasha. Taisus asked, why do you need two Pesukim? Tovei B'Mayim Kibay and the Pesuk by Daniel of Soich Le'Sachti. Taisin Mephalpal ran that. The last Taisin is on the Omud. Vidram is poshut. From Vesoich Leisachti, I learned Sicha Shel Tainuk, which is Nisad Reis al Shabbos Shabbosin, that all in Yoni Tainuk are also Midreis in Yom Kippur. From Matobai B'Mayim B'Kibri V'Hashem V'Atzmoisav, I learned a din of Sicha Kishtiyo, which is a din der Abonon by Yisuri Gavro, and that asks even Sicha She'en Shel Tainuk, like it says in the Yerushalmi, like the Rambam passes. That's all Ashlomas to the Biskirov. Okay. That's it. Everybody should be well. And I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.